Hi there, and welcome to Spoken Jays. I'm Jay.
What's wrong with your voice?
I don't know.
I'm JP.
And Mo's
incapacitated right now.
I made her laugh. I apologize.
You okay?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Producer Mo.
I'm sorry, you're what?
Mo, then?
Producer Mo.
Okay. So hi.
She's
Producer Mo.
Yeah. So welcome to the show.
We're here.
We're here. We are here.
We're here. Skunky beer.
Skunky beer.
Woo!
It's our new thing.
Mm-hmm.
We like skunky beer.
We do.
Well.
We drink skunky beer.
It's there.
It's here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's there. Free skunky beer is cheaper than
paying money for skunky beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
Nobody.
Nobody. Exactly. So, we have a show.
We do. What do we have on the docket there?
Stuff.
Mr. Master.
And things. Actually, stuff we do things. Have yeah, stuff and things to cover.
Stuff and things. I like stuff and things.
You want to start out with stuff and things?
Yeah. Do you want to hop right into this stuff and things?
Well, we're well into this current season of The Walking Dead.
That's true.
And there's shit going down.
Boy, is there.
And you've had some instances where some people have lost their shit.
Yeah. And I was waiting for it. You know, as soon as they got to Alexandria, Rick kind of looked like he was on very thin ice with his sanity to begin mm-hmm. with, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's been on thin ice ever since he got the phone calls from the dead people.
Yeah, but for a while there, you know, when he was starting to do all the farming and whatnot, you know, he was doing okay. For a little bit.
Yeah.
And then not so much.
Not so okay.
Yeah. You would think all that pudding that Carl ate would have made him kind of crazy, but...
I know.
Carl's okay.
I mean, who eats pudding out of a can?
Who makes pudding in a can?
Well, they don't make pudding in the can. They make pudding outside the can. They put
oh.
it in the can and then seal it so you can have it later.
That makes more sense. Okay. Shut up.
But yeah. So you've had some psychological breaks with Rick,
mm-hmm.
and not just Rick. You know, a couple of the other team members have kind of gone
had their
the
moments.
Loopies.
Yeah, they have gone off. We've also lost a couple of people.
We have
recently.
Yeah,
very gruesomely.
Everybody, oh yeah,
everybody ate Chris.
Thank you, KJ. That shit was funny.
I know. It's bad that he's a spoiling, you know, for the rest of us, but
that hashtag was hilarious.
God, that was amazing.
Everybody ate Chris. No, that was a pretty gruesome scene, and you know, that whole episode was, you know, full of the Glenn feels.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Glenn.
I'm waiting for him to break too.
I don't think he can. Up until like right before he dies, I think he'll be pretty solid.
Why will he die?
I don't know, because they all die.
Yeah. They all die.
It's kind of the theme of the show.
It is, yeah.
Wait, so at the end of the show, whenever that is just going to be Rick and he commits suicide or something like that?
Actually, I think that would be a very poetic end to everything, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds Breaking
Bad-ish. Maybe if they kind of like, you know, like everybody's dying because of a big battle out with the old zombies, you know, and Rick like backs himself into a corner and then ends it, you know, for the show. That'd be cool.
No, I see it being more.
Well, like
lines
I mean,
of, like,
I mean, like everybody's dead.
Everybody's
and he's
dead.
The only one.
He's killed every zombie that's left, and then he's like, I've got nothing else to fight for. So, boom.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you never know.
Like that would be the perfect end.
Yeah. Obviously, Tyrese is not going to be doing it with his hammer.
Yeah. No. That won't happen.
No.
No. It's not going to be like the books where they lock Tyrese in a gym and he hammers his way out.
Mm-mm.
Not gonna happen.
No.
He's dead.
That episode was weird, too. When he died.
Well, he also didn't get his head lobbed off, though.
Yeah. That's true. You know, between the books and the show, like, everything's all kind of wibbly-wobbly. And timey-wimey. I'm throwing Doctor Who shit.
Alonzi?
Alonzi.
Alonzi.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but... you know, there are things that happen in the show that happen in the book, but aren't necessarily the same people.
that it happens to.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, the whole thing with Bob, you know, when he's going crazy because they're eating his leg and everything.
Yeah.
You know, that was Dale in the...
That was Dale.
That was Dale.
Dale's been dead for forever.
Yeah, Dale's... He bit the farm. He bit it on the farm, didn't he?
He bought the farm.
He bought the farm on the farm. Yeah. So there's that. You know, Shane lived a whole lot longer than he was supposed to.
Yeah.
Judith has lived a whole lot longer than she was supposed to.
Andrea's dead before her time.
Carol.
Yeah.
Carol did not commit suicide.
Yeah. Carol didn't go all batshit crazy and try to have a pet with a zombie and get eaten. So there's that. So Rick's break, though, is something that happened in the book.
Yeah.
And happened in the show.
Yeah.
They're staying pretty true to form on that, especially in Alexandria, because he got in the fight with Pete, and they had the whole throw out the window thing, which is a scene from the book, you know?
Yeah.
Directly from the book.
And then you also do have, you know, some other things happening where he's losing his shit, but somebody turns on him to put him back into place.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michonne.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that scene. He just...
Yeah, that was great, and also pretty true to where they're at in the books. And you know, I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody because
that's not what we do.
That's not what we do
most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna jump forward in the books. I'm not gonna jump forward in show, obviously, because I don't know where the show is going. I mean, I know where the book is going, no. So I've read that far, but. Different things in the town as well. I mean, in the books, Alexandria is run by a dude named Douglas.
Yeah.
Not a little teeny lady, you know.
From Ohio.
From Ohio. She's a lot more giving, I think, than he was in the books.
Mm-hmm.
He was a whole lot more strict. But same rules apply. You know, they're in the walled city, and they take their guns when they walk in, and they have it locked away with... the chick who holds the food as well as the guns, so no surprises there. But
we're bringing this up because they have the 90-minute long season finale.
Yes,
and it's going to be a
badass show. There's a lot of stuff coming to head because you got Daryl, who's now their second recruiter.
Yeah,
with his new motorbike.
Yeah,
which is cool, and you know, so he's going to be out recruiting and kicking ass and taking names.
But he's also getting closer to the mystery of the zombies with the W on their head.
That was where I was going to go next. Again, I'm not going to foreshadow anything, but, you know, plenty of people had said that the W's are leading to the wolves or the saviors from the books. Of course, that's past where the show is, too. So that's things that are coming that could get pretty gruesome for the group.
So you're excited?
I am. I mean, not only because it's 90 minutes... I mean, that's an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's some quality.
That's
screen time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you cut out all the commercials, I mean, that's like a full 40 minutes of show.
We don't watch commercials.
Yeah, I know. You do the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Well, it's better that way.
I watch it when it comes on.
So I'm looking forward to it. When is it?
This Sunday.
It's this Sunday.
4 days.
Which is also surprising me, my 11th anniversary with Nicole.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We're going to Legoland.
That's a pretty awesome place to go.
Mm.
I like Legos.
I like Legoland.
It's like fun. Land. Put them together.
It's supposed to be kind of cold that day.
Fun times for all. About that. I've never been. I need to go. And that's the problem with having that location here in the state of Florida is I haven't been yet.
That's not a problem. That's your problem.
I've driven by and around that area, mm-hmm. and I haven't gotten anywhere actually towards the
gate. You need to go, man.
I know.
They've got a great little water park.
You keep telling me about this water park.
Yeah.
You like water parks. I'm not a fan.
I do kind of like water parks, yeah.
Yeah, how you don't like the other things that roll and coast?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of water parks.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
Well, I mean, if given the opportunity to pick, I would pick the rolling and coasting over the splishing and splashing.
Speaking of roller coasters, did you hear about the thing with the Hulk today?
Yeah. Mo told me about it earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. So what actually happened?
I don't know. It just stopped right before the loading dock. Mm-hmm. And it just stayed there for, I think it was 30 minutes. So then they have to call Orlando's fire department and ambulance and stuff. But nobody was hurt. They just had to take out the people with the little thingy-majiggy.
Yeah, the more modern roller coasters actually have a fail-safe in them. Mm-hmm. So, like, when there's something wrong on the track or it foresees that there is something wrong on the track, it automatically shuts down the cars and it stops at the safest point.
Mm. I figure that because, I mean, imagine if they were, like, hanging out there. That's what would be.
Yeah,
like,
they were hanging upside down. There's a solid space between where you unload and the point in time where the ride actually stops that can fit, like, three or four of the actual coasters.
Yeah, the cars. Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that they would have the fail-safe in place as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, you've got people like you who are terrified to ride them.
Yeah, just reading the article, just looking at the Hulk makes me not want to ride it. I mean, I walk through, you know, because it's right, kind of right at the entrance to Hollywood Adventure.
It goes over the trail that you have to go to get around.
Yeah, so I'll be walking through there, and you hear that big, you know, and it pushes out the
whoosh.
Yeah, then, the big whoosh. Yeah, I look at that and I say, nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
As they ride by you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they have all those nets with all the cool sunglasses that have fallen off people's heads.
They don't That's let actually you,
they don't let you bring anything on
nothing
anymore.
On it. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, if they see you have something on at all, they take you back. They tell you to go back.
Wow.
Not bring anything. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing.
Wow. It's true.
That's cool.
They've sent me back. Like, I had pockets with contained like zippers and buttons and stuff over them. They made me take whatever I would be sitting on, and remove it and put it in a locker.
It's unsafe, man.
It's not unsafe. I've ridden it before, never lost anything.
But
I mean, they don't make
you that one time.
They don't make you take your shoes off.
That's because you're standing on them. Is that when you're suspended? Are you suspended on that?
No. But this one, you're sitting. There's no way that your shoes will come out.
There's no way that something that you're sitting on is going to come out.
And in the dragons, I can see shoes falling off.
Yeah.
But and dragons don't tell you to take out your stuff. But in the whole
thing, it's not. And we saw this when we were waiting in line at the Harry Potter event. But it's not about what you have. Okay. It's not about losing it. It's about it flying off of something and hitting someone.
Yeah.
So with the dueling dragons and the Harry Potter side, it doesn't go anywhere near the crowds. So there's really, unless,
well,
there's not any way that they can fly off and hurt somebody.
Here's the reason that I think a lot of these rides, even though they have the nets for shit that falls, like, they don't let people go on with them anymore, was because that, like, some people would be dumb enough to try and sneak their way into those areas and get their shit and die because someone's leg lopped their fucking head off.
Isn't that how someone got hurt in the Batman? Yeah.
Two people.
Yeah, quite a few people have had that.
Two kids at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, got
at Six Flags.
Wow.
Yeah.
Killed.
Yeah.
Beheaded.
Yeah. But no, there was a guy that dropped his hat. He went in there. I think it was at Busch Gardens.
No, that was at Six Flags.
Was it Six Flags?
Yeah.
Over Atlanta. I mean, the lady's legs were shattered because she ripped his head off with her legs. But,
yeah.
You know, he was dead, obviously.
Well, but that's dumb move.
Very dumb move, but people will do that dumb shit because, oh, I lost my super cool hat. I want to go get it.
Here's your head. You don't
guess you're not gonna need that hat anymore.
The hat doesn't fit anymore. Go figure.
Yeah.
But no, like when we were in line waiting for the Harry Potter exhibit, there's the Rock and Rip Ride Rocket. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Is
that the Aerosmith one?
No,
it's the big one that goes straight up and straight down.
Oh no, thank you.
And it flies through what used to be like the Ghostbusters firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hole in it now, and the track goes through the middle of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is the one I was thinking. Okay, yeah.
And somebody lost their phone, and it flung like 50 feet and shattered against the facade of the New York Library.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there were tons of people standing around, too.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, yeah.
I'm like, haha, you trying to take a selfie, dumbass.
And then there's me saying, nope.
You'll be the one that sits by.
You'll be the one that sits down beside it and gets hit in the hip with something.
That's not nice.
I know. You should have gone on the ride. Why would you avoid the whole scenario?
It's not the person that's in the ride, the one that gets hurt. It's the person that is underneath. Because they get the vomit and they get everything else.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still not doing it.
Yeah.
Whole lot of nope.
What else we got?
We have lots of premieres coming up next month. Because this is the end of March.
Yeah.
We're at the end. There's nothing going to start now.
So all of the good stuff, well, a lot of the good stuff.
Yeah, this is kind of my list of things you could watch because The Walking Dead is over.
That's a good way to put it.
You know? So.
What else to do with your Sunday?
Yeah. let's see. Sundays. You want to start with Sunday or you want to start at the top here? We can just start at the top, right? You want to start at the top?
Well, I mean, there's a big one that happens on a Sunday. The last season of Mad Men.
Yeah, the final season of Mad Men starts Sunday, April 5th at 10 p.m.
So they pick up right after The Walking Dead ends.
Yeah, yeah, the very next Sunday. Because AMC is smart.
I know.
They are very smart with their TV shows. They seem to, like, end them right when they should. They always pick very smart shows. Like, even that new one, Halt and Catch Fire. I haven't seen it yet. Okay. The first season's already done. The second season's about to start pretty soon, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
But first season's done, and I've heard really good things about it. So I think I'm going to, you know,
I think you can more or less play catch up with anything that AMC puts out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I haven't really watched Hell on Wheels either. That's their other big one, and heard good things, but never watched
it. Have you watched Better Call Saul?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to play catch up on that.
Yeah, it's good. There's 7 episodes right now so far.
It's been so long.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it airs on Monday nights, and the first week that it aired 1 hour on Sunday, then 1 hour on Monday, and then started Mondays. So,
okay.
Know. It's a really good show because it shows, you know, like how Saul became
Saul,
who he was in Breaking Bad.
Mm.
The things that led up to that.
And you get to see more Mike. I was a fan of Mike.
I was a fan of Mike also. Mm. Yeah.
I like Mike.
Armentrout?
Yeah.
I got it right.
Salmon ladder.
Hammerfish. I don't know where the hell I got hammerfish
from. Hammerfish.
Well, Armentrout. Hammerfish.
Troutfish. Salmon ladder.
Salmon ladder.
Yeah.
Those are hard.
I'm sure they are. I'm not even going to bother trying.
Good for you.
It's a horrible thing. It's for people with muscles.
It is for people with muscles. I need to get muscles. Anyway, let's start at the top here.
Okay.
Okay, so starting directly, like, this is just days after.
Oh, yeah.
Days after The Walking Dead finishes. Thursday, April 2nd. 10 p.m. on the Sundance channel.
Okay.
I think it's one of those paid channels or something. I don't think it's
a package channel.
Is it a package channel? Okay. The Red Road. Jason Mamosa.
Momoa.
Yeah, that one. That guy. Aquaman.
Yeah.
Khal Drogo.
Cal.
Yeah.
Cal Drogo.
Yeah.
Moon and Stars.
He's going to be in the show. That's all you really need to know. I don't need to tell you about the show, right? No, probably not. Okay, so he's... there's like a... Let me read the full synopsis here. Red Road revolves around a sheriff struggling to keep his family together while simultaneously policing two clashing communities. The small town where he grew up and the neighboring... Ramapo Mountains?
Ramapo?
Okay.
Ramapo.
Home of the Ramapo Mountain Indians.
Oh, okay.
After a terrible tragedy and cover-up occurs involving the sheriff's wife, an unholy alliance is forged between the sheriff and a dangerous member of the tribe that will come back to haunt all involved.
So is he the sheriff?
I'm guessing he's the dangerous member of the tribe, yeah.
I could see him being a dangerous, menacing member of an Indian tribe.
Sure.
Just as much as I could see him being the crown prince of Atlantis.
Sure.
How do you get a tan under the ocean? Yeah!
Like most sea-dwelling mammals, except for dolphins and whales, they come up to bask in the sun.
Okay.
You know, like seals and whatnot.
Plus, if you're in the water, you do get a tan.
Yeah, you still get a water and a tan. Tan works like a fucking magnifying
glass. When you live
glass.
On the bottom of the ocean.
Shush. Doesn't matter.
Does he come out of the ocean?
Obviously.
Same night, same time on Sci-Fi, you have the show Olympus starting out. It's like one of those mythological things. I'm sure it's going to be in pure sci-fi fashion. You know, not very high budget.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know what? I did like the one thing that they had with the people with the superpowers.
Alphas. That was really good. It got cut.
That was a good thing.
And I was kind of upset when they got cut.
I think that was the one they poured the most money into also.
It really was. They poured a lot into it. This Olympus, it seems to be like a Hercules or Perseus kind of story.
I was going to say, who's Perseus?
I spelled it right.
I'm kidding. It's
yeah,
a joke.
Don't be a dick.
Just Dr. Perseus.
I love you. Friday, April 3rd, a new hour-long special is going to be released on Netflix for Derek. Have you watched any of this yet?
I haven't watched any.
You really should, Derek. Because it's really funny. And it's Ricky Gervais.
Okay.
It's like all comedians, mostly. Ricky Gervais plays a guy who works at an elderly home,
okay,
I'll say. And he's got, like, autism. He's a little office rocker.
All right.
And just all the shenanigans that revolve around him. It's kind of filmed...
Is he Derek?
He's Derek, yeah.
Okay.
It's filmed kind of like The Office, I guess, a little bit. You know, like they just stop and talk to people. Because they're filming Derek's life. The show is about okay. Derek and everything revolving around him, so...
You know, Ricky Gervais does that a lot.
He does.
Like, have you ever watched... What is it? The show with the little person...
You're not helping me.
Warwick Davis. He has his own show.
Warwick Davis has his
own show, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And Ricky Gervais, and then one of the other comedians that's in a lot of Ricky Gervais movies is also in it. But it's basically the same thing.
Well, the other thing that Ricky Gervais has is Idiot Abroad. Have you watched any of that?
No, I haven't.
You should really watch that, too. He sends his really dumb friend out around the world to do things that he really doesn't want to do.
Fun.
Yeah. He's stupid, his friend.
It might be the same guy.
It might be. So Friday, no, that was the Ricky Gervais thing. Saturday, April 4th, the return of Outlander to Stars. Again, I don't have Stars, so I haven't watched this, but Teresa tells me it's an amazing show.
Okay.
Maybe not Teresa. Maybe Tess. It's Tess.
Somebody says Outlander.
Yeah,
good.
It says... Yeah, it's about this lady who gets sent back in time, and she's in, like, the Irish Highlands or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a really good book.
I've heard that also. Mm-hmm. So there's that. That's season two of that. Sunday, April 5th, we already talked about Mad Men's final season.
Yep. Also, Sunday, April 5th, you've got Salem's, the second season of that, on WGN.
Yeah, it's a witch show.
I kind of gathered that.
They could be talking about... Some other
cigarette
Salem
company?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No. It kind of follows that whole that whole thing with TV here lately.
Like Ichabod Crane, kind of a back in time, forward in time type thing?
No, it's not Sleepy Hollow. Mm. That show sucks.
Oh. That show just got renewed, didn't it?
Yeah.
Again?
I can't get into it, though. Following that Thursday, the 9th at 10:30, you got Louis season 5. I know you've watched it.
Louis's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season 5.
I know.
I didn't know it had been on that long.
It's impressive.
I love his stand-up.
Well, I mean, he's got a really... I love the majority of the things that he's done. Like, did you know that he was a director before he became a big name?
No.
No?
Mm.
Really?
No.
Oh. He did, couple of really, really bad movies, but then...
Well, that's probably why I didn't know who he was.
Well, he did the one with the black guy that talks like Mushmouth.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the thing? That doesn't help me at all.
Oh,
yeah,
come
you're
on.
Not helping me.
It's, I can't remember the name of it.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Interjection.
He fights people with his belt. No? I've watched
Pootie Tang?
Pootie Tang.
He directed Pootie Tang? He directed
and wrote Pootie Tang.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, I can't make
that. That's horrible.
Like, think back now. You should go back and
watch it. Was he a writer on Saturday Night Live?
Because,
I mean, Pootie Tang was a Saturday Night Live thing.
I don't know if he... He probably was. That's how most people
get their start. That's how most of them get their start, yeah.
What else we got?
The very next day, will just surpass me the whole weekend.
Daredevil.
Daredevil is being released on Netflix the entire first season. I will be locked up in my house.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a full show.
And then we'll have, probably a couple of shows.
Yep. That same night at 9 p.m., The Messenger is on CW. This kind of follows the whole CW thing they've been doing lately. Because they have The Flash and Arrow.
Yeah.
Right. But they also have this subsect of...
Supernatural.
They've got
Diaries.
The Originals and Vampire Diaries and...
The 100.
Blah, blah, blah. The 100's actually not too bad.
I've watched a couple of episodes. I was not impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, the Messenger's, like, from what I saw in the trailer, I have not really read a whole lot about it, but, like, Satan arrives on Earth.
Yeah, and then, like, 12
sends out a shockwave, all these people become angels, and they're supposed to help.
That's not how you make an angel, by the way.
No, it's not, no. You don't really make them. At least that's what the literature says.
Then you have another big one.
Oh, yeah. You have a couple of big ones. Sunday, you might as well just tune into HBO from 9 till you fall asleep.
Yep.
Because Game of Thrones Season 5 makes its return. And everything we've seen about that just gives me a hard-on.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even seen nudity yet, and I've got a hard-on.
You know, you really should stop wearing shorts when we record these things, because I don't want to see that.
Veep Season 4. So, Julia Louis-Dreyfus...
I like Veep.
I liked it.
Yeah. It's been...
It's very fun.
It's been a very, very good show. But you know what I liked even more, though?
Mm.
What comes on after it? Silicon Valley came back for the second season.
I'm glad I got picked up for second season.
I really like Silicon Valley.
It's a really good show.
It
has a lot of funny people in it, which helps. I mean, yeah. You got T.J. Miller in it.
And T.J. Miller, it was announced this week that he will be playing Weasel.
Yes.
Like I guessed.
Yes. Just like you guessed. So, yeah, Sunday, April 12th, you might as well just tune into HBO and stay there. Yes.
I agree.
The following Monday, Gotham returns to finish off its first season. You know, Law & Order.
Dun, dun.
Gotham Special Unit. Yeah. That's what I'm going to call it from now on.
Special Villains Unit?
Special Villains Unit, yeah. Nice. Law & Order Gotham Special Villains Unit, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Dun, dun.
Following Saturday, the 18th, Orphan Black returns for Season 3, and it's on so many channels I didn't want to write them all. Seriously, they show it on BBC America, AMC, IFC, Sundance. They show it on all kinds of damn channels.
New Times Roman. Comic Sans.
Do people still use it?
Not good ones.
Okay. Yes. And then finally, Monday, April 20th, this is a big one I'm very excited about. Neil deGrasse Tyson's Star Talk on National Geographic.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm not very happy it comes on at 11 p.m. on a Monday night.
You're going to stay up late for it anyways.
I might. I don't usually stay up that late, though. I'm kind of old.
You're old.
I am.
There's no kind of about it.
You shut your pretty little lips, okay? I am not that old.
Fuck off.
Wow.
I know. It's painful, isn't it?
Well, okay, and I tried to explain to her that fuck off was not like a fuck off. It was more like, it was more like this. Fuck off.
There was no tuh. And it was in text.
Well, I know, that's because it was in text. If I could put it in italics.
So we're right.
If I put it in italics.
No, you needed to put a smiley face.
A little history for you guys. We're texting back and forth a couple nights ago about getting together and playing some board games.
Now let me interject. JB does not get every text anybody ever sends him.
Neither do you. You miss some, too.
I miss some, too, apparently.
So, we're having a text conversation over the course of 2 hours. And,
2 hours that they apparently spent inside of a bookstore.
I'm in the bookstore.
I think I'm sorry.
And I'm texting him when I notice that I have text messages waiting for me. And it's going back and forth about some game called I Know that we stumbled upon at the bookstore.
Right.
And it seemed like an interesting game. Didn't really get too much into the synopsis for it, but it looked like something that you would play with people that you know.
Right. And my response to you saying, you know, giving me the video and whatever was kind of like, well, if it looks cool, let's set something up. Get it. But he didn't get that one.
See, no, I
yeah, he
no.
didn't get that one.
That one never showed that. Up. That one never made it to me.
Yeah,
so we're going back and forth. And at some point in the conversation, I'm like, dude, he's asking what it's about. And I sent him a text with the website that has a video of to how you play it. And then I got another text saying, well, how do you do it? And I was like, look, I just wanted to get together and play a game with you guys. And then the response that I got back from him was two words, and it said, fuck off.
While we were having dinner, there was a lot in between there.
We were having dinner.
Because I was getting all your texts. I was getting all those. Because you sent me that. You said, dude, I just wanted to play a game, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, here was my response. If you want me to get Nick to want to play video games or board games, you got to tell me a little more about it. And then it goes down, well, it's too late. We already left the bookstore. That's when I said, fuck off.
That's not how it came
out. I know that's not how it came out.
So,
because we're missing text.
So we're sitting there at dinner, and Mo's sitting next to me, and I look down at my phone, and the response is just, fuck off.
Just like that, fuck off.
And so my response is, seriously? And I don't hear anything back from him. It just goes completely silent.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe half an hour passes, and he sends me a message through Messenger. And he's, like, not really apologetic.
But it was supposed to be.
But it came across like, hey, have you been getting all my texts? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. The last I got was fuck off. He goes, well, there was a bunch more after that. I go, maybe we shouldn't text for these kind of conversations.
Yeah. So, we've been talking on Messenger for a few days. I don't think there's been anything missed.
Not so far.
But now I'm going to continually throw it back at you.
Yeah, well, but next time you're in a bookstore and you're like, this board game looks like maybe I should get it, either just go ahead and get it, or call me. That's what the phone is for.
Is that what it does?
That's what it does. Oh. I know most people don't know that.
I don't know if you realize this, but I was in a bookstore, and I was looking for books.
Yeah, but you came across the board game. You felt the need
to
try to...
That's a lie. He doesn't go to the bookstore to look for books. He goes to the bookstore to look for toys.
I know that's what he does. Yes, I know. And that's why he stumbled across the board game. Because it's in the same section with the toys.
That's sandwiched in between all the books. There's books on either side.
I bought a book that
day. No, there's
day.
Not.
There are two.
There's a coffee shop on the other side.
Which is surrounded by a bookshelf with books on it. And then on the other side is where they keep the biographies.
This is true.
It is true.
I could probably tell you where every last subsection of the bookstore is. I spent a lot of time there, if you didn't notice.
Like 3 days.
Oh, no, I know these things. I know these things. Yes. No.
We're counting down the days until the weekend. We can go back and look at books for another couple hours.
Well, we had the very next day, we had a gift card date night.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah. Have you ever done this before?
No, because we don't get gift cards like you do.
Oh, well, we get these stacks of gift cards. Well, plus I get them from work sometimes. Yeah. But not so much anymore with my new position. But... But so we have these stacks of gift cards that we don't usually use. We either forget them at the house, or when we go somewhere in which to use them, we forget to use them. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
So we did the gift card date night. What we do is we grab all the gift cards and we kind of call and make sure all the balances are still valid. Yeah. And then we just go to each of these places. and try our best not to spend any money.
Like, I got 3 cents left in this thing. What can we get?
Exactly. We've done it before.
We can get mean looks. That's what we can get.
We had $1.30 on a Best Buy gift card. Goddamn, we didn't go in there and get some candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do all that. We ended up only spending 31 cent for the day. It was on Evan's books.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, not counting the gas that it took to get to all these places, but...
Of course.
But yeah, we spent 31 cent. We went to Books A Million, we went to Barnes & Noble, we went to Old Navy. I got some new running shorts.
Nice.
These shorts, this is what I was getting to.
Okay.
These shorts, they're made out of this, it's almost like parachute material. It's really fucking thin.
Okay.
Like, super thin. Like, windbreaker, sort of. And they have the nut hugger mesh thing on the inside.
Yeah.
And so I ran with them the other day.
Did you break wind in them?
Well, yeah, I always break wind when I run, but I don't know, it just works itself out. It's like, I get about half a mile and I'll go, jump. So I'm running with these shorts that are super thin, mesh underwear on the inside. I did not wear my compression shorts with them because, you know, the mesh underwear thing would get in the way.
Yeah, it keeps your boys in
so
the middle.
So I'm running commando with these shorts that are super thin.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's obscenely flopping around because it's just mesh underwear and really thin shorts.
Okay.
It's obscene. I'm running down the street, and I can just see the old ladies looking out their window. Like, not really, but I can feel it, you know? They're like, and I go, oh, my God, I can see his dangling, you know? And, like, I'm running, and it's almost like you're running naked. They're so thin. I'm not going to do that again. I mean, I'll wear the shorts because they're good, but I'll probably... You know, like wear the compression shorts.
Tie the boys up a little bit.
Yeah, something. I don't know, man. But it was a weird feeling.
Hmm.
So, off of that.
Sounds freeing.
Free balling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of the idea.
I don't think I could do that.
I mean, it's...
I know runners do that.
It's about,
I don't think I
total
could,
weight and reducing drag and, you know, that
yeah,
whole
no.
thing.
Yeah, no. No, I don't think I could do that for long distances.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is.
And in this case, it's your dick.
Wow. Wow.
So what else we got on the show?
So let's touch real close real quick. Let's touch real close.
Touching.
Touch real quick on a couple of things.
Are you uncomfortable yet?
No, I'm not uncomfortable. You know I'm not uncomfortable when you touch me. Come on. Does it ever get uncomfortable? We're going to edit that.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Yes, we are. So, have you been watching iZombie?
I saw the first episode. The second episode came on, last night?
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes. I didn't watch that yet.
I think...
I was watching iZombie.
I think it's getting good.
Mo's shaking her head now.
See, she has no patience, though. She's like, if I can't sit here and binge watch it, then what's the point of watching it?
No, that's not true. That is not true. But what I was telling Jason today, I feel like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is very, very slow. And as much as I love Coulson, he could put me to sleep. And then you put Coulson and May together, and I am in La La Land. Yeah, they speak very soft.
They're magical. I love them.
And slow.
Tahiti. It's a magical place.
Let me just put this out there.
Okay.
I only watch the show for like 2-3 reasons. One, because you talk about it a lot and I don't want to look like...
Okay.
That
blank,
yeah,
yeah,
they can't see that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No,
yeah, we should have a video camera for this. I don't want to look like that when you talk about it.
Okay,
I like to converse with you about things.
Uh huh.
So I don't like to go. I haven't watched it.
Well, then stop doing that.
Okay. So I watched the show.
Okay.
Second, I know they're tying into the movies.
Yeah.
So I feel that if I miss a bunch with it, I'm gonna be a little left out when I watch the
mm-hmm.
movie, and I don't want to be left out. I don't want to be left out.
Mm-hmm.
Three, because they're tying in Inhumans, and again, that's a movie, you know? So it's like, damn it, more movies.
You have to watch it.
You have to watch
it. You have to, but it's not like, oh, I really want to watch this.
I really want to watch this.
That's the reason
okay,
why we watched
so
it.
There are a lot of characters, and a lot of things go on simultaneously. But you have to remember that, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s about spies and espionage, and it's not always action. Sometimes it's reconnaissance, and sometimes it's, you know, infiltrating your enemy's group and doing your thing from the inside out.
Sometimes it's just really dumb.
And sometimes it can be slow. But when it's not slow, you want to sit there and be watching it right beside me.
There are moments when the show is good. It has its moments. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say about it.
But now that there's an alternative, it's better to watch iZombie.
Yeah, like, I'll go home after we record and I'll watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight. Because there's nothing on... Oh, wait, no, there is something on tonight.
Yeah, Arrow's on tonight.
Arrow's on tonight. And there's some, there's some new developments going on there. But let's hop back to iZombie. See, maybe something that a lot of people don't know right offhand, even though the start of the show kind of gives it away. It was a comic.
Yeah.
I didn't read much. Was it Vertigo? It was Vertigo DC, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, give you a quick breakdown. Her name is Liv. Liv. It's Liv. What is it? It's Liv. It's something that makes her being a zombie really dumb.
Okay.
It's like Live Long or some shit like that. I mean,
Evergreen.
No. I can't remember what it was. That would be funny.
Yeah.
But no.
Live
so,
more.
Live more. She does not live at all. Sort of. She unlives.
She unlives?
Yeah, well, yes.
She's the living dead, so technically
live. She is living more, yeah. So this
she'll
chick,
live more than you do.
Quick breakdown of the pilot episode, because, you know, even if you don't watch it, if I tell you about it, you'll go, oh, okay. So this chick is she's going to school to be a doctor, right? She's doing her residency. And she decides to go to a party one night, and on that party, everybody turns into a zombie.
Yeah.
On this boat.
From the
boat
drugs.
Party. From the drugs.
Yeah.
Boat party. She gets scratched or something. She dies, basically.
Yeah.
And then wakes up. Her hair turns white and she's a zombie.
And she's pale.
Dark circles. But this is not like your run-of-the-mill Walking Dead zombie. These are, they're like walkie-talkies. That's what they call them in the hospital. They walk and they talk.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she explains that the longer that she goes without eating brains, the more zombie-like she becomes. She gets more aggressive and she gets dumber. So she found a way of eating brains on a regular basis.
Yeah, so she works in the morgue.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Perfect place to get some
perfect place.
Brains.
I love that she explains that she can't taste anything unless it tastes like fire. Like, She has to hot sauce everything in order to even taste it. And in last night's episode, they talked about brains being mushy and she can't get over the consistency. It's pretty funny that's, you know.
They're moist.
They're moist. Moist.
Brains.
Yes. So, I mean, so far, cool show, cool little synopsis. You know, I'm going to keep watching.
So will I. On demand.
And it's CW, and so far they've done really good with that stuff.
Yeah, and it has the guy from Heroes in it.
Which one?
The guy that could live forever. He's the bad zombie.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't watch enough of Heroes. I think I stopped watching after...
Yeah, he was the drug dealer on the boat.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Heroes, though. I don't remember him being in the show.
He was a big role... Or he had a big role in, like, the second season.
Oh, nobody watched that season.
Oh.
How many seasons were there?
Two.
Three.
They're coming back, you know that.
Yeah, Heroes Reborn.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. We'll see. I miss Milo.
Milo was my favorite character from the whole...
Well, he was the most likable person in the entire group.
Yeah.
He wasn't some bratty-ass cheerleader.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't Mr. Cut Your Head Open, either.
Yeah. Well, that was his brother.
Zachary Quinto. That wasn't his brother. Is that how it ended? Oh, that makes the show suck.
What?
That was his brother?
Yeah. Did you really stop watching after, like, the...
Are you sure? Because, No, because his brother was the one that flew.
And you have to finish watching Heroes. Yeah.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
No.
Siler was his brother as well.
You're going to feel like you just wasted a lot of time. That's how I felt.
Okay.
That, what is it? Was it the end of the first season was horrible?
No, the end of the second season was horrible.
Was it?
Yeah.
When he exploded. Who exploded? Someone exploded.
Milo exploded, didn't
he? Right?
He exploded with Siler, right?
No, and that was the first season, because that's when the writer's strike happened, and that's the reason why it got so bad, because other people started writing it.
It started during the second season, so when they were filming the second season, they had to cut everything short.
Wait, it was from 2006 to 2010?
Yeah, so they had like four seasons.
Holy crap.
Oh, shit. I watched like a couple of episodes where that guy like controlled the ground or whatever. Yeah, he was in like the circus or that freak show or whatever, and he controlled the... Yeah, and I was completely lost. I couldn't even.
You couldn't even?
No.
No.
So speaking of zombies, there's a movie coming out with our favorite meathead.
Arnold.
Get to the zombie. So, when I read the synopsis and looked at it the first time around, and actually my wife's cousin commented the same thing that I was thinking. Is it, you know, it's like, oh great, another washed up actor is trying to hop on the zombie train.
Yeah.
Because everybody's doing that whole zombie thing right now.
Well, I mean,
you know, it's big business.
Zombies are big.
It's big business right now.
It's our profile picture.
Exactly. We did it too.
Yep.
Apparently. So I thought the same thing. I was like, great, another Arnold movie. I'm not a huge Arnold fan. A couple of movies of his I like.
Nothing recently.
But, no, nothing really recently. Actually, Sabotage is pretty good. But we get on topic.
Okay.
But then I watched the trailer.
Yeah. And the trailer was gripping.
It was good.
It's very interesting. And it's him and it's, what's her name?
Abigail Breslin. Yeah.
And he is her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to save his daughter from becoming a zombie.
Right.
Yeah.
From the virus.
Yeah.
That's all they refer to. Yep.
Okay. So while it is a really interesting concept, one thing that immediately came to mind after watching the video is how does this massive Austrian dude end up in, like, bumfuck America?
With a name like Wade.
with a name like Wade, but also surrounded by, like, Deputy Doug the Sheriff.
Yeah.
You're like, you're gonna have to come with me, Wade.
Yeah.
He's like, I do not want to come with you. And
all the quarantine rules apply to everybody, Wade.
They don't apply to me. Get to the chopper. But, like, seriously, how does he end up in these situations? Like, how do you write for that? Like, I have an American daughter who is about as white bread as it gets, and what? Just pick me up and throw me in the middle of nowhere.
It does happen, you know. People do move from other
countries.
You live
in America, did you know that?
We are the melting pot of the world.
I am from South America.
I understand that. But it just seems like he ends up in the most random spots.
He does, but...
Living the most random lives.
He does, but that does happen.
Okay.
It is not that far off.
You've just lived in Florida way too long.
I guess so.
Yeah. So there's that. Go watch the trailer for Maggie. It looks pretty good.
Yes.
Yes.
Maggie.
Yeah. Did we post it? You did
post
it.
Yes, we did. We did post it on
Yeah,
on
it's
page,
on the FB and on the Twitter,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe just Facebook.
Maybe just Facebook. Okay.
Get to the Facebook.
Yes.
Click, click, click. What?
Can you stop now?
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Really.
So, other fun news. Jubilee was cast.
I hope she has a role in this. Really.
And not just a side, like, side role.
Hey, look, it's Jubilee. It's an Asian girl who's shooting fireworks. That's gotta be Jubilee, right? No, I want her to have a role. I want her to have a character.
Because
the character of Jubilee was actually a really, really great character from the comic books.
And the cartoon.
And, well, mm-hmm. I mean, but obviously the comic books
happened
before the cartoon.
But the cartoon.
Yeah, and she was this...
That's what I watched.
She was the focal point for the cartoon as well.
Mm-hmm.
But she made, like, the random group of mutants more accessible because... It was somebody who wasn't that much older to you as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was going through the same problems that, you know, you would in the same situation. Like, how do I adjust to these weird people? Because, yeah. like, her first introduction to the X-Men, she was freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big furry blue ape, and I'm a little girl. Is he going to eat me? I would be thinking the same thing, except for I'm a little boy. Is he going to eat me? She's accessible. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. So there's that.
But I really do hope that she has more of a role in the upcoming movie than she had in the previous two.
That would be nice. She wasn't really in the other ones, really. I mean, she was really just like a... She was almost like an extra.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no focus on her. I mean, most of the movies, let's be honest, they either focus on Wolverine, which is the main focal point of all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it. Or, you know, Jean Grey. Magneto.
Mystique.
A Mystique. She was definitely in First Class.
Yeah.
And Days of Future Past. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay, so... They flop it around. But, yeah, I mean, if some of those, like, offshoot characters, like your Jubilees or any of the others, I mean, it would be really cool to see them kind of brought out.
Introduce a character that you can expand upon in the movie that you've already got characters who you've expanded upon before.
Right.
New blood.
That's it. Speaking of Mystique, you know J-Law's done after Apocalypse.
It makes sense.
It does.
I mean...
She's getting older.
Well... She also, when she started out in the first X-Men First Class,
mm-hmm.
she hadn't done Hunger Games yet.
Right.
She wasn't a household name yet.
True.
She wasn't in Academy Award-winning movies yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Silver Linings.
Yeah, there you go. And so, I could see why she would want to, you know, move away from that.
Well, it's not that she's bowing out. Her contract's up.
I would be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were Hugh Jackman, I'd probably... cut out. I know what you're going to say. He's a good Wolverine. I get it. He is.
He's come out and said that he would want to play Wolverine
until he dies. I know. Done. I know. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you got to change up characters sometimes. You know what I mean? You just have to.
It won't happen with you, Jack.
He does do a decent Wolverine.
He does a really great Wolverine.
It's not decent. It's really good.
In the last movie, The Wolverine, it was really good.
I didn't watch it.
You should.
Well, you still haven't watched... Did you watch Days of the Future Past?
Yeah, I own it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I watched it. It's good.
It's really good.
It is really good, yeah. And even when they kind of aged him a little, he still looked like Wolverine. I mean, still him. Could have been a different guy. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they changed Charles Xavier. It's not always Patrick Stewart.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to have a younger character. He is...
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
That was the 60s or the 70s or whatever.
I mean, Magneto's not always Ian McKellen.
Yeah, he really did age poorly.
He really did.
Between, like, the 70s and the, like, 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty bad. I feel for him.
Yeah. Because Michael Fassbender is not a bad-looking dude.
Yeah. Ian McKellen?
Ian McKellen's not a good-looking dude.
He's just old and droopy now.
He's really old and droopy. He looks more like Gandalf than he ever has.
He's an old, droopy queen.
He is. He is an old, droopy queen. Yeah.
But he's old and droopy.
So, wrapping up the last couple of minutes here.
Yeah?
I'm going to be putting together a blog.
Yeah?
Of all the like fan films that have been... coming out. All the good ones. All the good ones.
So a lot of Adi Shankar stuff?
Yeah, there's probably going to be three or four of those. Yeah. But I'm going to try to put in the links for all the videos. And, you know, I'll even put in a couple of lame ones so that people know what fan films I'm talking about. Like, not these.
Yeah.
These.
You should put in some deliciously lame ones as well.
Oh, I'm going to. Like the one I showed you a few minutes ago?
The Avengers trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The sweeted ones? Yeah, those are pretty good. So, I mean, that'll probably take a couple of days. I really want to get the writing right. And it's not time sensitive, so.
Yeah.
I'll get it up. And then we'll post it to the FB and the Twitter and the IG. And
you guys will.
You will anyway.
Drool over watching all kinds of amazing fan fiction.
Yeah, because some of them are actually, you know, pretty long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Dirty Laundry was only, what, like 4 or 5 minutes?
It may have been longer than that.
Yeah, but it had Thomas Jane and it had Ron Perlman
mm-hmm.
in it. Then you have, you know, the Power Rangers that had James Vanderbeek in it.
Yeah.
And, God, who was in the other one? Stackhouse was in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good ones out there. And yeah. Then there's TIE Fighter that just came out a few days ago.
I like
80s him. Anime.
I need to go back and watch some more.
Yeah, you do.
But
you'll have plenty of time because I'll put them on a blog.
I have plenty of time because I'll be glued to a seat here coming soon.
And we'll linkity link.
Mm-hmm.
Linkity link.
All right, well.
That's
what we got.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And we're short of an hour. Doesn't happen much anymore.
I know. It's been a slow week.
It has been. We got a lot jam-packed in that almost an hour, though.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Cool.
We didn't pick music, though.
We didn't pick music. Hey, we're going to pick music after we record this. And it's going to be fun and fast-paced, and you're going to like it. So, on behalf of Jay's, I'm JB.
I'm Jay.
I'm Producer Mo.
She always sounds happy when we leave it.
She's like, we're done. So thank you again for joining us in our little universe.